1 Kings chapter 21. This chapter reads like a scene from a Halloween horror movie. Cunning strategies, evil deeds, false testimonies, and a lot of blood. This manipulative woman, Jezebel, had the DNA of Etbaal, of the Sidonians, king and priest of Baal, and that is why she led her husband and the whole nation to idolatry. Like today's narcos who have no qualms in killing innocent people to get their property, she had no limits on her excesses. Her husband, King Ahab, didn't help either. Truly, there has never been anyone like Ahab who sold out by doing evil in the Lord's eyes. Evil that his wife Jezebel led him to do. Manipulation involves a combination of persuasion and coercion made possible by trickery. There's another side of the coin, its healthy influence on leadership. It is to draw out the best of a person for the common good. We influence with our words and with our example. What would have become of Timothy's faith without the influence of his mother and grandmother? What would have happened to the people of Israel if Esther had not risked his life to change the king's heart? What would have happened in our lives without the influence of our parents, teachers, or pastors? What a great privilege I have to make a mark on the path of life so that my children and grandchildren can follow it. Will God expect any more from us? True, but He would not expect any less either.